I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Women in Afghanistan lose their last shot at any kind of education. Later, good news for the deaf community comes in the form of a new app. First, the Taliban in Afghanistan recently came out with another restriction. Afghan women are now banned from education in nursing and midwifery, the last open door for women's education in the country. This ban is due to the Taliban's strict interpretation of Sharia law, pushing women further into the shadows of Afghan society. Nehemiah with FMI explains.
For many Afghan women, nursing and midwifery have historically offered rare opportunities for professionals, development, and community service. Training women in this field is not only practical but essential for ensuring access to health care for Afghan women and children. And the suspension of education in these critical areas further undermines the country's ability to address its health care challenges, putting countless lives at risk.
Furthermore,
according to the United Nations report last year, Afghanistan requires an addition 18,000 midwives to effectively meet its healthcare needs. This shortage is aggravated by the nation's alarming high maternal mortality rate, one of the worst globally.
Ask God to comfort Afghan women and restore their freedoms. Also,
pray for Taliban that God would soften their hearts and open their eyes to the harm caused by this action. And may they come to repentance and recognize that only Jehovah God is the God who cares for everyone.
Next, India's northern state of Rajasthan recently passed a draft bill that could lead to prison sentences of up to 10 years for people accused of forcing religious conversations. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says legislation like this is often used against believers and justice is rare.
Christians are arrested and then it's months or years in some cases later when the case is actually decided. The police arrest you and then they ask questions later while you're sitting in a jail cell.
Even though the Constitution guarantees religious freedom.
There are pastors in prison today because of those anti-conversion laws.
If the bill becomes law, Rajasthan would become the 12th state with anti-conversion legislation on the books.
The states that have passed anti-conversion laws have seen an increase in persecution. We've seen even just in recent months, some of those laws have been extended and tightened up and the punishments have been made more severe.
Pray for the Lord's will to be done. Pray believers will be bold and courageous.
It would be very easy to kind of withdraw, hunker down, and stop sharing the gospel. Let's pray that there is still that sense of boldness. We're going to do what God calls us to do, even if there is risk.
And finally, about 70 million people in the world are deaf, yet most deaf are still considered unreached by the gospel. Mark Stedman of Wycliffe Associates explains why.
The deaf have largely been overlooked by the church. Not through any lack of care. I think it's more just an ignorance and not understanding of the need.
One of the greatest needs for deaf believers is the Bible in their heart language.
We have been assisting deaf churches around the globe with creating sign language scripture now for close to a decade.
This year, the ministry launched an app for the deaf to watch and download the translations.
We have Benin Sign Language, Cameroon Anglo Sign Language, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Malawi, Tanzania, and Togo. So those seven countries have all completed their sign language New Testaments, and they're all available in the app.
Over 30 more sign language translations are already in progress.
Well, our goal is always the same, which is that every single person on earth can hear and read and watch scripture in the language that speaks to their heart. It's important that anybody be able to encounter Christ in their own language.
Learn how you can help in our full story at missionnews.org.
So I would love for folks to download the app, check it out, tell their friends about it, and then think about becoming a prayer and financial partner in the work of Bible translation with Wycliffe Associates.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on our social media network or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.